Now, on the line now, I have Lydia Radici. How are you? Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning. How are you now?
Okay, now we're going to talk about Croatia. It's the 28th member now of the EU.
Indeed.
Okay, well, tell us what you know about Croatia.
What I know about Croatia, almost everything. I'm considering I am Croatian. I've been living in Dublin for the past 10 years, but I visit quite often. I was actually there just for the big party that was for the entrance in the EU just last week.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the culture and how different are they, say, from us when you came over here first?
I think it's more of a similarity. I think people would be really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I notice here in Ireland as well. Like, you know, like Irish people have this, you know, they're very warm, kind of always kind of to try to help you. And I think you kind of get the same feeling over in Croatia. Everybody seems to be quite nice. Because I think weather is much warmer usually. I think everything is just a little bit slower there. You know, you kind of take your time to, you know, to relax and to enjoy life as mm-hmm. opposed to kind of running around as much as you do here.
Well, we used to be accused of being too laid back and too slow many, many years ago. Maybe it was a change of course.
Many, many years ago, yeah.
A lot of people...
That would be my first thing. Kind of, because there is a sea there and you kind of, you just like to chill every now and then a little bit more.
Okay. And just give it for people that wouldn't know the exact location of Croatia.
Okay, so it would be bordering with Italy on the seaside, and then it borders with Slovenia and Hungary, and then it would be Bosnia and Serbia on the other end as well.
Okay.
So it would be kind of towards the Balkans, and it has huge coast. So it has, I think it's nearly like 1,000 kilometers of a coast, has over 1,000 islands. It's absolutely a beautiful place to visit.
Okay, so it sounds like they've got you on board, Fulcher, here now. We're getting people to go over there. It sounds beautiful. And how long would you be
absolutely.
How long would you be? I suppose the average 2-3 hours on a plane to get there?
I think it was 2.5 hours,
two
yeah.
Hours. Okay, the same, more or less, if you're going to parts of Italy or Spain, as a matter of fact.
Exactly, something like that, yeah.
Okay, and what about the economic structure and industry and stuff like that?
I think that's something that we have to work on more, to be honest with you. I think economies definitely, because it would be reliant on tourism quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
It is a brand we kind of have to develop a little bit more. And I think now with kind of being a part of the EU, I definitely hope that's something that, you know, kind of get a boost in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but there's been a lot of turmoil of the past years, many, many years ago, but that's all I cleared up. Why would it take 10 years for the accession?
I don't know. I think it would be, I think it has quite a lot to do with the political scene, I suppose, and the way the things are done. But I don't know. Yeah, it took far, far too long for Croatia to get over to the EU.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of representations have we made in what respect would you know? Now, you might not know as regards the EU. What are they looking for to help them out with? Is there an agricultural background there at all? Or is it mainly tourism?
There is agricultural background there, yes. There is a big part of Croatia that would be, you know, focusing on farmland. And I think, you know, things like that. I'm not sure... how that works now in terms of the EU. I know they were talking quite a lot about what's going to be allowed now when you're in the EU, you know, like in terms of a farmer markets and things like that. But I wouldn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. And part of the culture earlier on I asked you about, tell me a little bit about the music and the food, for instance.
Oh, food is gorgeous. I'm going to sound like a bored vulture again.
Okay. And why not?
It's really, really good because I think, like, you know, when you kind of try to see, oh, is it organic and things like that, a lot of the things there simply are organic because that's the way they're being produced. Like, you can literally buy, you know, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables from people who are growing it and can kind of just do it on the side of the street. Especially if you're on the sea, you get to get, like, fresh fruit from people who are literally just bringing it into the port. So that's absolutely amazing. Like, if you like fish, if you like meat, we're big on meat as well. That's a place to go, definitely.
I was just going to say, once you mention the fish, I'll be over there sometime. There's no doubt, because it's one of my favorite fish.
Easy as that. You absolutely have to. I love fish, so it's my, like my little heaven to go for.
Mm-hmm. And the music?
I think as everywhere, there's loads of different genres, loads of different types of music that you can get. There is quite a lot of folk influences in music, like even in the popular music that we would listen to at the moment. So it has a bit of, pop, but it has like a little folk. It has, you know, trumpets in it or violins and things like that, like a little proper nearly gypsy beat to it. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It's very good.
Okay. And the government, as far as the government, with the heads of government, what way does that work? Is that presidents, kings, queens? What way does it work?
We have a president, mm-hmm. and there is a prime minister. So it'll be similar situation as it is in Ireland. And then there is a parliament of elected people who would be looking after all the laws.
Mm-hmm. And what would the population of Croatia be? Have you any idea?
Very similar to Ireland, actually. Okay. I'm not going to guess a number now, but it would be like in terms of numbers, it would be very, very similar.
Okay, I suppose around 6 million then, in around
something like that. Yeah, maybe a little bit less, but something like that.
I'm beginning to get a picture, and it seems very tempting because it was over. I know that it's separated from Yugoslavia, isn't that right?
Yeah.
From many years ago.
Good,
yeah.
Good long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and how long did you say you were living here?
I'm in Dublin for around 10 years now.
10 years, okay. And is there a lot of Croatians living in Dublin? Or in Ireland?
No, not really, no. Not at all. I think, as like now when Croatia was becoming part of the EU, I think Ireland was one of the rare countries that didn't put any limitations on people working here, just because there's almost no Croatians living here.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that makes it, I suppose, we're the nation that's surrounded by water. There's a lot of fishing goes on. I mean, up the road here in Howth, you can get some beautiful stuff and stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're not short of your original diet from home. But it's strange with the Irish, as an Irish nation, we don't eat enough fish. We've had that complaint.
I know, it's very strange, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you found it? Tell me one of the strange things you found about us.
What do I say? You know what? When you go, you have to try. I don't know if you guys eat here octopus. It's definitely something to try. It's a little bit daring type of a thing. And then there will be different, kind of like a wild meat, mm-hmm. like a wild boar, and I think there'll be venison or things like that. That's something to try because you wouldn't really get as much here, and you definitely wouldn't get it, raised here as such.
Yeah. Your phone's getting a little bit wonky, so I'll keep going. I'll keep going, and we'll see will it clear up. But anyway, what I was thinking of with some of the fish you mentioned, I know I did try octopus. I wasn't mad about it, but last week, as I said, we were out in Hutton, I had some squid, and I think a lot of food. I think I really loved it, but I think a lot of people. It's the way it's cooked sometimes, and who does the cooking, and no matter what you get, if it's not cooked properly, yes. But and I really enjoyed that, so it's been a bit adventurous there. But I did taste.
You should definitely go down to Croatia and see how it's there.
Okay, maybe you could start making up recipes here yourself, Lydia. maybe get a show on TV or something like that. Doesn't because we're all
getting, oh yeah. All
the TV shows all have the same, more or less. We need something different than on the.
Something different, yeah.
And you mentioned earlier on about the climate. How different is the climate? You were saying it was warmer over there, so do you get your normal seasons over there?
You get, it's the way the Croatia is, like you have a coast, which would be proper Mediterranean climate, and then you have the inner side of Croatia, which has more of a continental climate. So in the continental part, you definitely get proper seasons. Like it would be really hot now, mm-hmm. and then winter gets really cold, and there would be like loads of snow. Like you have a meter, 2 meter snow. It would be really, really proper seasons. Well, on the seaside, it's far milder. Like, it'll be really hot now, but it doesn't really get very cold. Like, there's no snow on any of the islands. They usually say that if you're staying on Hvar, which would be one of the more popular islands, and it ever snows, that you get to stay for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, if you hear anyone complaining, you know, which they shouldn't be, for the past heat wave you've had over the past week, I keep saying, look, we can get used to this, so don't complain. So,
don't complain.
You'd be used to this weather yourself.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I love it. I love a bit of a sunshine.
Okay, well, you spread the word. Tell people not to be complaining. We can get used to it. So
that's it.
The changes in the... We get our season sometimes all in one day. We can have rain, sun.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, you're well used to that now, then, are you?
Yeah, I'll always have my umbrella and my sunglasses back, yeah, already.
Okay. So with the joining of the EU, finally, Lydia, do you think that it all bodes well, augurs well for the future? Because there's a lot of unemployment, like, I mean, we have it here at the moment. We're not going through a great time here in Ireland, so... Are you hoping for better things?
I definitely am. Like, the unemployment situation in Croatia would be fairly similar. Like, there'd be a lot of people without work. There'd be also, like, a lot of people working but not getting paid because companies don't get paid and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely do hope that, because now, finally, there is far bigger market, that there would be positive movements in that way. I definitely would hope so.
Okay. And you get home very often?
I go every now and then. Yeah, I'm just back a few days ago. So, yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go back in September just to see it again. Well, it's still nice and warm there.
So can I say that you're responsible for bringing the good weather back, would you then?
Oh, that's good. It's all me. It's all me.
That's okay.
I'm going to sell just the money to bring it back.
Okay. And then when you come back after being over there in September, if it's the weather's still good, keep it going. We'd have it. I could do it in Indian summer over here as well.
I can do with that as well. Yeah.
Later on in the year. Oh, I'd like to get you in the studio sometime because I know you've done some work here in Near FM, haven't you, Lydia?
I run the Balkan Beats show. Goes on every Thursday, and I just do the music from the area, from Croatia, and then like the neighboring countries. So, yeah, that's very fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a pity if I'd have known that now, I'd have got some and played some today, but I didn't know. Okay, yeah, I'll have to get a listen to some of the Croatian music as well. Do you play any instruments yourselves? Yourself,
I know. I have no musical talent whatsoever. Absolutely none. I love it, though. I love singing, but it's not really nice to hear me sing. Like.
So what would your party piece be if you're a party? I mean, you have to do something. Do you dance?
do dance. We like to dance. There's like a circular dance that you'd usually go for. And then there is the little rakias we like to drink, which is like very strong spirit. At some stage you probably break some glasses as well.
Okay. So do you have a national costume as well?
There are national costumes. Yeah, they're different in the different parts of the country, though.
Okay.
So there's no just one particular one. They vary for the regions.
Okay.
Because it's so diverse. Like, you have a continental part, you have big mountain range, and then you have a seaside. So they all kind of have their own separate subcultures.
Okay. So you're hoping, anyway, that and probably everything bodes well for the future with Croatia joining the 28th.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
That's great. So we're all the one family now, you could say, couldn't you?
That's it, yeah.
There's no, we're all Europeans now. For a long time.
We're all Europeans now, yeah. I've waited for it for 10 years.
Okay, I must get you in the studio, sure, at some time. Okay.
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay, if you just stay there for a sec, Lydia, and I'll talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's Lydia Ratici. And I'll just get all the details of the programme she's on. But Croatia, 28th member now.